Lesson 7. Participating in a meeting. If you are participating in a meeting, here are 7 fundamental techniques to follow. 1. Show respect to the meeting holder. Arrive on time, be well prepared with all meeting materials printed out, notes on the subject at hand, and a pen and notepad to take notes. 2. Do not state your opinion on every single topic. Don't share your opinions just for the sake of it. You should not feel you always are expected to say something, just because you are now in management. Sometimes it is better to say nothing, and show you are intrigued with the conversation, by intently listening. When the time is right, state your opinion. 3. Don't be quiet throughout the entire meeting. Sometimes you might feel left out due to quick conversational points being discussed, and you are not able to get a word in edgewise. What tends to happen is the longer you are quiet, the harder it will be to say something, as the meeting progresses. The people around you will almost forget you're there. The meeting might end, and you did not say anything, because you lost confidence in yourself. You need to speak up early in the meeting. To establish your presence, state at least one opinion, as long as it is relative to the subject, early on in the meeting. When there is something to say, be sure to say it. Don't hold back. If the conversation is going too fast for you to jump in, just raise your hand up with a smile on your face, and when noticed, state your opinion. It will be a bit of a tension reliever. 4. Don't rattle on. State what you have to say, in as few words as possible. If you go on for too long, the point might be lost. You don't want the reputation as being the person, when asked the time, he builds your watch. 5. Do not say anything negative about anyone. This includes your staff members, co-workers, and customers. A slight joke might be alright, but never be slanderous or badmouth anyone. 6. Don't feel like you're in a competition with your fellow co-managers. Sure, you want to make sure your boss or upper management knows how talented you are, but at the same time, saying less is sometimes more. You will be seen as a mature leader if you do not squabble, play mind games, or obviously show you are trying too hard to get their attention. Be calm, professional, and don't let them see you sweat. 7. Don't agree with someone just because you feel intimidated. This includes your boss and upper management. If you hold back an opinion, it could hurt the company. You will kick yourself for not bringing it up in the first place. Even worse, if you state your opinion after the fact, you will be looked at as spineless. When you feel you should say something, even if your opinion is not taken into account, at least you gave your true thoughts on the subject. Who knows, maybe your boss or upper management is purposely testing to separate the followers who fly under the radar with the leaders who have the courage to speak up.